I really should have printed it out. I just kind of dismissed it because the guy wasn't getting it. One of the listeners emailed. It might have been the original production company that produced Highway to Hell.
Mm-hmm.
Did he copy any of you guys on this?
First I've heard of it.
And I guess he got a hold of whoever the producer was. I don't know. I'll go back and I'll check my email during the break. And he quizzed him on the line. The guy sent back a season ticket. Guy forwards it on to me. He goes, well, gave you an answer.
Okay, there's... Okay, first of all, that don't prove squat.
Mm-mm.
Second of all...
Seriously?
What did that... Oh, my God. I
can't even think of the name of the production company, but I believe it was someplace in Australia.
Well, that would make sense. I can't fathom going to that extent... And then still believing it.
And I don't even know if he explained... I can't remember in the email if he explained why he was asking. And that's all he got in return. And the email was just season ticket. So the guy didn't expound, didn't ask why he wanted to know.
Yeah, and that still doesn't solve anything. Because honestly, if I was a part of the cover-up... And I got an email like that. That's the exact email. That's how I would respond. I would simply just say, season ticket.
Yeah, I'm not emailing the N-word around.
No.
Hey, look what I got from the producer, but one of AC/DC songs. I don't know why people that don't get it feel the need to try and make us understand it's something else.
Yeah, I got several emails on it, and one of them said he's saying he's hearing... Season ticker. No. I didn't email back, but
I don't care what you hear.
I got another one that said nickel.
So why would the liner notes be different if it was nickel? That's not really something you want to you're concerned about covering up?
No.
How do people not hear this?
I don't know.
You hear what you want to hear. I don't want to hear it.
I never wanted to hear it. Just one day, my eyes were opened, and I couldn't hear anything else.
First time we played it for Kenzie. I don't even think we told her what to listen for. Mm-mm. Did we?
Nope.
Just listen until you hear something offensive.
And it was easy for us to know when she realized what she was hearing. Because her eyes pretty much shot out of her head. And she looked around the room as if to be like, does anyone else hear this?
Is that the original version? Is that, did you guys record that?
I'm not going to go in a room and record that.
Then you take the isolated clip, pull some of the music out of it, and it becomes even more obvious. Of course, I didn't have to. You can hear it in the song.
Mm-hmm.
That would be your folder.
I don't have it in there.
No, I just saw AC/DC. I assumed it was my file.
Hello?
McFly. Those people that can't hear it, I'm not kidding. I want to go to their house, take it over there, and go. Hey, just
they don't even have to go over there.
No,
I'm playing it through their radios right now. What is it you can't hear? How can you contend it's anything other than?
Or even how Big Stacy calls in yesterday and says, "I hear Digger." Okay, man.
Season digger on a one-way ride.
again, if it's Digger, why don't the liner notes match up with that?
That's right. Or Ticker or Nickel, whatever else anyone else thinks they're hearing.
It ain't season ticket.
And every time we bring this up, for whatever reason. First of all, I've never heard anybody go, hey, all right, I've had it. Sick of the argument of what it is. Why do you guys have to keep talking about it? I never get that in an email. It's always people trying to convince me, dude, I'm a big AC/DC fan. I know what it is. I went, I know what it is, too.
I think I got one on Facebook yesterday when we were talking about it. It was just an emoji, just one of those big yellow faces with the eyes bugging out of its head. I knew exactly what they were referring to.
How?
Because it was around the time that we were talking about it.
Oh. No reference to AC/DC or anything. Just a guy with the bug eyes.
Yep. Similar to the face Kinsey made the first day she heard it.
I really hate playing this version that slowed 90% down because it sounds kind of funky. But it really does break the word down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do we hear the formation of N?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's right there.
Thank you.
Yeah. Great. Now Kinsey's got in her mind some sort of racist robot running around. Man, that is tough.
I try to put ticket. It's not going.
And again, I know we've covered this, and I don't know who I'm trying to convince now. It's like with the people who hate cops and people who don't hate cops. Nobody's really going to change sides on this. Everybody's entrenched.
Right.
The only thing is, I got evidence.
Yeah, but the people, they think your evidence is flawed.
This one slowed down 5%. Bon Scott. One of the few TV appearances that AC/DC did. I'm going to guess it was Australian television. Bon Scott singing the song. I'm going to jump ahead. That you can hear season ticket.
Yep.
Not perfectly enunciated,
well,
but it's a lot closer than the studio version.
Yeah.
Now, you'll have to explain to me the difference. Why does it sound that way in this version and another way in the studio version? I'll tell you why.
Because he said it!
I'm sure we've said this as well, but if you were going to record this song and purposely use the N-word, you couldn't make it any clearer than it is already. It's there.
And the other thing is, this is the same question we've asked before. How did all of us miss it for so many years? And it wasn't until like 02, 03, Everett was trying to teach me how to play Highway to Hell. So we had a recording and we slowed it down so I had something to practice with.
Mm-hmm.
And as we're listening to it, that's when we both stopped. Okay, how'd this happen?
Who did this?
What is it, Alfie?
Guy on line 3 thinks he has an explanation.
But he don't.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Tom.
Yeah, I just wanted to let y'all know, Bon Scott was, like, drunk every day of his life, right?
Mm-hmm.
If he even got close to a take, they took it.
But that wasn't close.
Eh, I hear Tigger. I know you guys say it's something else, but
the liner notes say it's supposed to be season ticket on a one-way ride.
Yeah, I understand that.
So why wouldn't, if you're hearing Tigger, why wouldn't the liner notes say Tigger?
Well, because he's drunk as all get out, and he got close enough, so they said, hey, that's a take.
But you hear Tigger. You hear a T in there someplace.
I hear a T, or like you said, somebody said digger or something that like that. But I mean, every other take I...
Yeah, you're a tidiot. Hey. I like that. I'm going to start using it on chicks.
That's actually really good.
Tidiot. I need a pen.
Are you afraid you're going to forget it?
Yep.
All right, then. Make it nice and big. Got it. Let's remember this in 10 years when we look back and say, you remember 10 years ago when you came up with that word?
Okay. Oh, what was that... AC/DC that was in your file.
I was about to mention, too. It's cut number 5, or you already found it. This is part of a promo that's airing on TBS for the baseball playoffs that will start on Tuesday. And they got the new song from AC/DC. It's called Play Ball, which is off their new album that comes out on December 2nd.
I don't know. I have to hear the whole song.
Yeah. From what I heard, though, there, it sounds pretty good. It also sounds like maybe they were kind of jockeying to get some free promotion by the name of the song, because just by the name of the song, it's going to be everywhere with sports. Promos, commercials, in-game, everywhere.
They seem to have a fascination with their balls.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ball breaker.
I got big balls.
She's got... Big, yeah.
I think they had another ball song.
Yeah, I can't think of what that is. And they always have the ball in their concerts.
So that's a wrecking ball.
Yeah.
So how is it, would you say TBS?
Mm-hmm.
How'd they get an advanced version and radio stations didn't?
I'm guessing they paid for it. Or maybe AC/DC said, hey, you know what? We wrote this song called Play Ball. Let's send it to all the sports leagues and see if they use it in some fashion.
Did you look online and see if it's been leaked anywhere?
I tried. I didn't have any luck. It was a quick search, though.
New AC/DC. Rock or bust album. Play ball. Short clip. AC/DC leaked new album song track number 5. Let's see. We're probably not supposed to be playing this. I don't know why.
You're just computer sleuthing.
Somebody commented, this is the work of 15 years ago, not a leaked track. Mm. All right, so I'm not playing all of it. This other one says it's a 1-minute version. Maybe they just pulled it from the commercial.
Yeah.
I'll have to see as soon as this ad stops running.
Postseason baseball.
Yeah, same clip.
Yeah.
Just looking over on the right. No. Hmm.
Now what are you eyeballing?
Billy Joel did a version of You Shook Me All Night Long. Brian Johnson just walked out on stage with Billy Joel.
That's an odd pairing.
All right, I got to hear part of this.
Might as well.
I've never seen this video. We jump ahead to where Billy Joel. I think Billy Joel just sings during the chorus.
Oh, okay. I would almost think that would be jarring for a Billy Joel fan.
No, but that song. That song is just everywhere.
Well, I know, but what I mean is, like, you know, you're in for your nice KVIL style Billy Joel concert, and then out comes Brian Johnson.
I can't even tell where the venue is or how big it is. It's got to be big if Billy Joel's playing.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian Johnson's just not going anywhere. You're right. You look in the crowd. Bunch of old ladies.
A bunch of blue hair?
Yeah.
Ooh, we're going out tonight. Got to stop by the hair salon. Got to get my hair shaped.
What is that? Is that death metal that they're playing now? Will this kill us?
Yes, probably. You'll need to see your doctor before attending the show.
I can't tell who's playing guitar with Brian. Doesn't sound very good. Sounds like me.
That did not sound like you.
Didn't sound very good. It sounds like me.
Whatever.
We need a break?
Yes.
You got any good short clip before going to break?
Yeah, actually, cut number two. This will make Kinsey's uterus flutter a little bit. There's a video on YouTube getting a number of hits. It's a little boy arguing with a little girl about whether it's sprinkling or raining.
Cut number two?
I'm sorry, three.
It's sprinkling. No, it's raining. No, my mom told me it's sprinkling. It was raining. No, it's
not. What?
Coming up very shortly, the little girl gets mad at the boy, so she pokes him hard in the chest. You'll know it because he kind of says it hurts in a certain way.
They're arguing over whether it's sprinkling or raining.
Yes.
Okay.
No, it is raining. It is raining. Ow.
It okay?
It's raining.
You poke my heart.
It okay?
You poke my heart.
I'm going to get honey. She poked my heart.
She says she wanted in the hiney?
I think that as well, but yeah, it's one of those clips with lots of layers.
Why are you crying, Kenzie?
He said that she poked his heart.
She did.
That's so precious.
Now I'm going to show you what pissing is. We'll be back.
She is crying.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
3:37, first check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Let's start off in Dallas, westbound I-30, just before Dolphin Road. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back to Loop 12 Buckner Boulevard. Also in Dallas, that's on I-35, just after the Mixmaster Road. Construction there has the left lane shut down. They're out there doing pothole repair right now during the middle of rush hour. That has traffic backed up back from Mockingbird. In Plano, northbound 75, right at Spring Creek Parkway, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Plano Parkway. And in Hearst, westbound 183, right at Norwood Road. Construction has the left lane shut down. Traffic is backed up back from 121. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Walgreens. Tonight, there will be some clouds in the sky. Overnight lows 67. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high of 90. Right now, it's 84 at 97.1 The Eagle.
Don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now. K-E-G-L. Now.
The The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right, I printed off the email during the break. Hey, boss, I emailed Albert Recordings in Australia, where Highway to Hell was originally recorded, and they verified for me. I forwarded you the conversation. I'd say this settles the matter. And I'm guessing on their website, Albert Music, they just have a general form. You fill out to ask a question.
Okay, gotcha.
Because in the subject line, it says, general inquiry. Does Albert Recordings keep copies of all music recorded, recorded in stems? Okay, I missed that. I don't even know what he's saying there. I'll just stop it. Keep all copies of music recorded. I'm wondering if you have the vocals from Highway to Hell. AC/DC on the original recording. If you do, I'd love to hear it. I don't necessarily want a copy, just the isolated vocals to listen to. I'm trying to determine if it's season ticket or something a little more racy. Thanks for your time. He gets a reply back from info@albertmusic.com. Season ticket. Cheers.
Yep, that's a classic blow off. Perfect for a cover up.
Like anybody that was there in the late 70s when they recorded Highway to Hell would be A, possibly still there, and B, a producer's not going to be answering the general info inbox.
No. Chances are they got the answer the same way that everyone else has, and they Googled it.
I'd say this settles the matter.
No, that's just sad.
What? And the listener wasn't ugly.
No.
I don't know. All I just replied with, settles what?
Just because you got an email back from the place where it was recorded.
Well, this is confirmation. This is the recording studio.
That's a good try. You know,
I applaud the effort.
Yeah.
Although it's still a bit misguided.
I don't know why people are trying to prove me wrong. I know what I'm hearing. And it's not one of those situations where, all right, if you listen closely, you ain't got to do dick. Mm-hmm. You sit back and listen to it and make the same face we do every time it plays on the station.
Or you hear it in a bar. Ever comes on at a bar or someplace, I'm just like listening. And
you look around and see it.
Yep.
All right, nobody's going to say anything.
Right. And not only will I do that to see if anyone says anything, I'll look around the bar to see if someone else knows. Because
now you're bonded. You're in a little secret club.
Mm-hmm. And if you make eye contact with somebody and you do like this, you can read each other's faces and you realize, yep, we know. Everyone else, in the dark. We are the enlightened ones.
We've been playing this at Klan meetings for years, and nobody knew why.
God. There has been a couple of times over. I've been, like, in a busy bar, and the song comes on, and I hear it, clear as day, and I halfway want to stand up on my table and go, really? Nobody? Nothing?
The biggest mystery, first of all, it's not a mystery to me what they're singing, what Bon Scott's singing. The mystery is going to be for the rest of my life, how did we miss that all those years?
And what
and
did
we
you
would
hear?
Have continued to miss it had Everett not slowed the song down for me so I could try to learn to play it.
I think that would be fascinating to have someone that's never seen the lyrics of the song, never really heard it, and then tell them, okay, sing what you hear. Good and strong. Out loud.
Memorize this song. Don't look up the lyrics. I want you to memorize it by listening to this.
Mm-hmm.
I will not.
And I would like you to sing it tomorrow, standing at the feet of Big Tex.
Alfie, what is line one?
She has a reason as to why nobody heard it beforehand.
Okay. What's her name?
Abigail.
Yes, Abby.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think the reason that we haven't realized what they say is because AC/DC is one of the greatest bands of history, and we don't want to believe that they could be racist.
I know, but we didn't know that that word was in there. I didn't know it until about 10 or 11 years ago. What in my mind was I hearing when it was playing on the radio when I was a kid?
Exactly. And honestly, I mean, I didn't even notice it until you guys played it on the radio today. But when you slowed it down, I mean, it's clear as day. There's no Tigger or season ticket or anything else in there.
But just the song at regular speed, you don't really hear it.
Not at all, no.
So what did you hear before today?
What do you think the lyrics were before today?
Before today? To be perfectly honest, I didn't know that part of the song.
How old are you?
I'm 18, but my dad has raised me with AC/DC my whole life, so.
That's a good man.
Mm-hmm. Does your daddy make you listen to this show?
No, actually, my boyfriend introduced me to 97.1, the Russ Martin Show.
Oh, how old's your boyfriend?
He's actually 19 on Monday.
Wow. Are you guys having sex?
Russ.
Are you?
Yeah.
Does your daddy know that?
Hell no.
Does your daddy listen to the show?
Hell no.
Oh.
Okay.
Does your daddy have any friends that listen to this show?
What's your boyfriend's first name?
James.
James. All right. James and Abigail. Got it. Somebody's going to figure that out.
Yep. You know, it's actually nice to be on this end of a ruined weekend.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun. I see why you do this to me.
I don't do it to you.
I'm just kidding.
It was JD who didn't deserve a weekend.
That's a fun game. Let's do it again. Alfie, get us another one.
I really hate to keep going back to this. I don't know how you don't hear it. Just normal speed in the song.
It's fascinating. That's why. It's a black hole of a topic. It just sucks you in.
And you're right. I didn't really think until you brought it up, Dan. What did we think it was?
Mm-hmm.
When we were singing along in the car, what were you singing?
Yeah, it's like, because when it comes on, you're radio and you're rocking, you're like, yeah, Eagle rocks, and you're singing the song. Seasons, whoa. Hmm. Just once, you would think. What did I say?
Yeah, after you started analyzing this, I started listening to lyrics a little bit closer. Man, and there's some stupid-ass lyrics to some songs out there. I mean, just don't. I'm like, what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
This is the remastered version, by the way.
Living easy, living free.
Season ticket. I don't know why I throw my arms up in the air every time.
I know. And I always think, yep, still there. Also, we decided to not refer to that as remastered.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that would be... That's like saying, no, I can't say that.
Is it easy? Let's back away.
I'll turn the mics off.
Cool. Ouch.
No?
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Okay.
Maybe just reconsider.
As in to take a gift back?
No.
Or fall through on a promise? Okay. You want to start news?
If you like.
Okay. What was the email you were waving around earlier?
Oh, it was about what we were talking about yesterday. He sent it to me because he didn't think you would read it. He said, first off, let me say I'm a longtime listener and have respect for the entire crew. I'm also a personal friend of Joanne Jackson. My brother's a police officer.
Widow of Brian Howard Jackson, Dallas officer that died, I think, in 04.
Mm-hmm.
November 13th, I believe. Is that close?
I believe that's dead on. He says, I'm also a personal friend of Joanne Jackson. My brother is a police officer, and I was a medic in the Army. I believe I have a good way to explain this to Russ. You were trying to figure out what the feeling is when police officers, firefighters, military show their appreciation to you and how you feel.
I know what the feeling is. Unworthy. And I'm not trying to be cute or humble. It's just, that's what it is. I can't adjust the feeling. But go ahead.
Okay.
So he's going to explain to me?
Yes. Police officers, firefighters, EMS, and military deal with the worst the world has to offer. Every day we see and deal with people in their most horrible of times. People can bash them all day, but when in need, they're happy to see them. We put our lives on the line every day, and things can go from great to total chaos in a matter of seconds. S-bags can always stand up to support us when it's popular, and you have people who generally care and give us their thanks. Russ, on the other hand, is different. Russ and his crew stand up for what they believe in, no matter what anyone's opinion is. Brotherhood is being defined as being willing to stand next to the man on your left and right, no matter what the situation is or the price you might have to pay. Russ and his crew are willing to stand next to us in our worst of times, the injury or loss of one of our own. That is respectable and unwaveringly commendable. The fact that Russ and his crew do everything they can for us, willing to stand by us in our moment of need, makes you family, whether you wear the uniform or not. Whether you share this on the air or not, I don't care. I just care that Russ and his crew understand. P.S. Tell Chloe he needs to bring his ass back to the gun range with Joanne's group. He needs to practice.
You go out with people shooting guns?
Yes.
Yeah, that's someplace I'm not. Where's my bleep? I effing going.
Okay. Where is your bleep?
All right.
You sending out signals? Yep. You sure are. Somewhere.
Somebody needs help.
And somewhere, Matt just put on a civil defense helmet. It's time to mount up.
What do you want? What do you shoot when you go to the gun range, Flo?
Well, we started just a regular like pistol, and then just kind of went to Glock, and then went shot an AK-47.
Oh my God, you and an AK scares the hell out of me.
Does anybody stand near you when?
No. There's someone. Yeah, there's someone next to me, like with the entire time, an instructor.
I would feel comfortable at a gun range if somebody's shooting a semi-auto, mm-hmm. whatever. As long as I know Tony Shalette from Irving PD is in the rafters watching the guy with the AK,
uh-huh.
and just on the outside chance the guy decides to clear the room, mm-hmm. Tony will turn him off.
Mm-hmm. No, I told him too. I was like,
you shoot me if I go crazy.
Told him, I was like, I don't have to point. I go, but don't be afraid. Just to be like, treat me like a schoolboy when it comes to guns. You know what I mean? Just, I don't know. Because I was just really overly careful.
I think that's the way you should be.
Yeah.
I wish more people had that mentality.
Mm-hmm. It's an odd, obviously it's a feeling of power, but it's an odd feeling of power. Knowing that if I wanted to, I could just spin in a circle and clear everybody out.
A couple of these guys, I think that by the time that I turned the gun around, that I would have gotten shot.
I like them.
Yeah. I mean, I would, of course, never do that, but these guys are badasses. There was like four or five of them.
What does Joanne Jackson shoot?
I've
seen her piss before. Does she even need a gun?
No, she was shooting Glocks and stuff, and she shot at the AK.
She probably just could spit out rounds.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, we need a break here. All right. Who sent the email?
He didn't want his name.
Oh.
red for whatever reason.
Well, I still don't understand, but it was a valiant effort. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
403. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Better check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. Let's get started off in Dallas. Southbound on the tollway just before Royal Lane. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back to Spring Valley. Also in Dallas, southbound I-35 just after I-30. Road construction there still has that left lane shut down. Traffic is backed up back to Regal Row. In Hearst, westbound 183 right at Norwood, road construction there has been cleared out. Traffic is still unwinding back from 121. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W right at North Loop 820, road construction there now has the right lane shut down. That has traffic backed up back from Alliance Gateway. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Tonight, some cloud, 67 for the overnight low. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high of 90. Right now, 84 at 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1, the Eagle.
What is it?
The guy posted on my wall on Facebook. It's a tombstone. It's one of those you can fill in the stuff yourself online. It just says, Russ Martin, 1960 to 2014. The batter's on defense, and it's not season ticket. It just struck me really hard because this seems like something you would actually want on your tombstone, so that way you absolutely do get the final word.
Do you still have it pulled up?
Mm-hmm.
Let me look at it.
I think it needs a third thing on there, though. And I didn't hit the bitch.
Yeah.
That's the only other thing it's missing. Maybe we'll put that on the backside.
That's a pretty good tombstone generator. That almost looks real.
Yeah, it's really good. Batters on defense, and it's not season ticket.
I was going through, again, trying to clean up my flash drive.
Mm-hmm. Playing in the bottom of the toy box?
Yeah. And I found some voicemails from you.
Oh, no.
This was Properties. So it was April of 2012.
Okay.
Let me play. It looks like there's two of them. I don't think Kenzie's ever heard you drunk.
No.
Hey, any comic made me.
Yeah, Sunday fun day.
Hey. That's a word. That's a word. Hey, any. Comic made me understand. Look, all right, I know, seriously, but this stuff's got to stop. The gay stuff has to stop. I'm sick of it.
He's saying the gay stuff has to stop.
Oh, okay.
Clearly it helped, and it worked, my voicemail.
Did you leave these on a Sunday?
Yes.
How do you remember that?
I don't know. I even remember where I was.
Yeah, because it says I pulled the file for the first time on a Monday. Do you know what you were saying in the beginning?
Oh, I have no idea.
Hey, any comic made me understand. Look, I
Had it all in your head before the bleep.
Yeah, it's all there.
Then he calls back.
Hey, Russ, it's Tim. Seriously, hey, look. The gay shit's got to stop. Yep. Tara asked me today. Seriously, Tara asked me. Huh? She wanted to know if you and I really had something going on. No. She thought it'd be good to know before the week.
You don't need that.
Alfie, are we almost out again?
Yeah, we had a full bottle of yesterday.
Like I said.
What?
You don't need that. That was full yesterday?
That was about 2/3 full yesterday.
Mm. I did not go through that much. Because when I take a tug, it's always a small one.
Mm-hmm.
It's Bluto here on the other side of the room.
Yeah, it's Gulpy. Gulpy the Clo.
We had some. No. She thought it'd be good to know before the wedding. Of course, that's hysterical. Ha ha. Really funny. But just to be clear, I don't want to look at your. I don't want to touch your. I don't want to have sex with your. I don't even like having to think about your. But as all right, but here's the thing, if you want to come out as gay, I'm cool with that. I'm not a homo, but listen, you're my friend. I think you're the most talented people ever in radio. Yep, but I don't want to f*** you. I really don't want to f*** you. Tara's coming. Oh.
I can get frustrated when I drink.
But I don't want to f*** you. I really don't want to f*** you. Tara's coming. Oh.
What was so frustrating?
I think I was having trouble hanging up. Oh. I'm really hard on myself.
I think that's back when the button was a little smaller.
I don't think it really would have mattered that in that state.
So there's a third one. Dan Drunk voicemail edited.
No, don't need that one. Don't need that one at all.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah, I know what you did. I remember this vividly.
Just to be clear, I want to look at your dick. Yep. I want to touch your dick. I want to have sex with your dick. I'd like having to think about your dick. I'm not a homo, but I want to fuck you. I really want to.
See?
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Well, that was fun. Nice trip down memory lane.
I am looking to see what else I've got in here under voicemails.
I know some that you'd have in there.
I'm never leaving you a voicemail now.
If you do, make sure all your words run together.
Yeah.
Here's one from Clo and Ben Garrison. This one also 2 years ago.
Huh. Hey, Russ, it's Clo. Hey, what's going on? Hey, wait. I told you we were trying to go to Russ's house.
I'm trying to go to Russ's house.
I know, but it just...
Really?
No, we're just going to go there.
What are you guys arguing about?
I think that he was wanting to go to your house. He'd mentioned it, and I said, well, I'm calling Russ. And he changed his mind as soon as I called you.
I told you we were trying to go to Russ's house.
I'm trying to go to Russ's house.
I know, but it just...
Really?
No, we're just going to go there.
Hey, what's going on? It's your buddy, Ben. I told you the General Lee. Remember me? I'm such a funny guy. angry. Call, get the f*** away, you piece of f***. Hey, the only way I can get in touch with this motherfucker is when you call him. I sent you emails and f***, Russ. You won't return them or anything like that. Oh, yeah. Oh, Russ. Yeah. You know what?
Nice.
All right, now I know why I did the goat noise, because you couldn't understand anything they were saying.
Right.
Okay. Here's one that just says voicemails, but it doesn't say from who or about what. Now, people like random clips. I got an email about it a couple of days ago.
Okay.
Said it's like a grab bag.
That is true. Especially on this one, because even we don't know what we're going to get.
Old man.
Yes, Mr. Martin.
See how you are? Dude, it's not fair.
It's a nutty barb chick. There. Have you ever heard her voice, Kenzie?
No.
That's on the other whatever. It's good. Other little...
Deleted. Voice.
Sure. I am a Iraqi war vet, 2 years in country, Marine infantry officer, company commander, and an operations officer. And I'm listening to your show, and you get it. God bless you.
Voice.
I wonder what we were doing.
Clearly, he seemed to enjoy it, so that's nice.
It says this was... Let me click on the properties. I need to just start dating these. That was November 15th of 2012. What were we talking about?
Yeah, right.
Really?
You know, actually, it's going to be in my notes someplace because I keep not really a diary, just talking points in folders. And I think I've got them going all the way back to when we started here in 2010.
You have a record of what we did in the morning?
I have a record of what we were supposed to talk about.
Oh, yeah, that's two different things. You know what?
They did not give those to you guys?
Yes. Chloe has them in one of his drawers. Yes.
You're right. That really doesn't help figure out what we did in the morning. It would be the same thing as looking at the liner notes on AC/DC, seeing Season Ticket, but knowing what you hear is totally different.
Yeah. Just because we had something planned doesn't mean, A, we did it, and if we did it, we certainly weren't going to remember it.
Nope.
No, not even afterwards, because somebody would ask when we'd get off about 11 o'clock, hey, so what did you guys do today? I would sit there. I'd really try to think, and I'd be like, I really don't know.
I think really the only thing I could always point to would be traffic and weather.
And then they ask you around 11 o'clock after we've been off for an hour, oh, what'd you talk about today? Have I only been here one day?
Yeah, that's right, because it would seem like 2 days.
Yeah.
Because you'd get here, and then about 2 hours in, we'd wake up, and that kind of seemed like when the show started.
Right.
And I'm listening to your show, and you get it. God bless you.
Voice call.
Yeah, this is Josh. Listening to your show all the time. I'm in a crossroads, though, talking about wiping your butt. I grew up, I always wiped it standing up. All right, my older brother, wiser older brother, saw me a bitch and said I have to, you know, you sit down to wipe. I'm confused now. I'm at a crossroads. What do? I go back to my roots and stand.
Deleted.
Jesus.
Hey, Russ, this is Maggie with
Deleted. Voice.
There is a plan, you know. There's a plan. We just haven't figured it out yet. That's our job. Isn't that
Deleted.
What's the matter, Kenzie?
Cold chills. Look.
What is that, your Indian dance?
No, that's my... My creep.
Yeah, dance. Not only does she look creepy, she sounds creepy.
She sounds...
And creepy. Acts. At least a bitch is consistent.
That is true. I don't know why it's even... It's got a creepier aspect to it when you're just rolling through your messages and there's a couple normal messages in between.
And then there's a plan.
And she's back.
I haven't checked my voicemail in my normal office. 3 months. Six. I don't know if I've checked it since we moved back from the, what were we on, the fifth floor?
Yes, fifth floor.
While they were doing the renovations. What has that been? 2 years?
No, I don't even think it's been that long.
About a year and a half.
Oh.
Oh, okay. It's been that long since we've been up there?
Yeah, man. We were up there last March.
Man, I really need to unpack my stuff. I just keep putting it off.
There's one more in this folder. It says Billy the Kid voicemail.
Hit it.
Hey, Russ. It's Billy. You know, I said I'd never interfere with your show, and, you know, I have the utmost respect for what you do. But I really need to ask a favor. Could we have a moratorium on referring to other Clear Channel hosts in derogatory fashion and manner?
This was about Dan calling Khloe.
Yes.
Kardashian a whore while she was doing middays on Magic.
Oh, okay.
I forgot about this. Yeah, because I don't know if Billy still has. What was the title? Was it
Whore Show?
Patrol.
We got at the horror store.
Yeah. No, he was like some sort of manager of something, and that's where he felt like he had to say something.
Oh, yeah. For a short period of time. I think it was during an interim. He was talent coordinator, something like that.
Basically, boss of the jocks.
On referring to other Clear Channel hosts in derogatory fashion and manner, it's really kind of creating an uncomfortable environment at the stations. Terms like whore, mm-hmm. slut,
I don't know,
bitch,
yes,
gash, mm-hmm. or dumpster. Really, it's got to stop. I mean, except Deidre, she's probably okay with it. Either way, thanks.
Oh, he said Vidra.
Right, yeah, Vidra.
Yeah.
Used to do mornings on the Edge.
Oh, I thought he said Deidre.
No.
Okay.
No, she would not be cool with any of that.
Yeah.
Vidra, on the other hand, if she would be cool.
You Kenzie, just, you missed out.
You really did.
Of all the jocks that you probably would have wanted to hang with, it would have been Vidra.
She's the queen, man.
When we were doing mornings, she was doing mornings. Sometimes she'd just put her show on automation and come over here and lay on our floor just so we could watch her in case she died.
What? We are not making that up. Hand to God.
I want to meet her.
I'm sure you can still. Did she go to work anywhere else?
She lives in, I think, Tennessee now.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I think her husband got a job there.
Forgot what her husband did.
Doctor, I think.
Smart girl.
That's funny. I always liked her.
She was awesome. And it was also that sort of protective aspect that we had with her, because you're right. I mean, she'd come in here and lie down on the floor, pass out, / go to sleep, and then every so often we have to kick her a little bit to make sure she'd wake up.
Or put a hand mirror in front of her face.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Occasionally, you know, grab her tongue, make sure she's not swallowing it.
She even asked us to put a camera in her studio so we could watch her, just in case.
Why did she think that she was going to just die?
Because she always came in drunk.
Oh, my God.
She was still able to do the show. I don't think anybody could tell, but we were scared she was going to get SIDS, fall between the console, and die.
Yeah, whenever she would do a break, talk, it was normal. Because you hear it in the hallways going, what? That's not the same person.
Mm-mm, yeah. Yeah, because I think one time, because I think she had recorded one in advance. It was like a weather or something. I thought, wow, she sounds really good. And I heard it in the hallway. Then I come in the studio and almost fell over her because she was asleep on the floor.
Or some mornings she'd walk in and go, do you guys have any cheese? I really... are you hiding any? And then she'd come back in. Hey, do you guys have any cheese?
Vidra, you were just here like 5 minutes ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. No, I remember now.
Is that a true story?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And I now miss her even more.
And I remember Patrick, our operations manager, was telling me one day about a, and this was after Vidra was gone, and he was talking about a budget meeting, and he said, yeah, and Deidre really thinks we should do all this. Well, I thought he said Vidra. I went, why the is Vidra in any of these budget meetings? Did you guys just give up?
Why is she in charge of anything, let alone people's money?
The only thing she was really good at it was being on the radio and falling. Yeah, she probably still has her Facebook page up. She
yeah.
I think she's got plenty of pictures of her on the ground that we take a bunch of when she was passed out in here. We never did anything.
No.
But it was always cheese, and she'd ask for something else. Whiskey.
Yep, that's it.
Cheese and whiskey.
Yeah, and this is 6:45 in the morning.
She needed a little hair of the dog.
It's not. She needed some dog of the dog. I don't just need the hair. I need the whole dog.
Dip it in cheese.
Chittadog.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
4:37. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ Eagle. Traffic brought to you by Walgreens. Traffic blows everywhere. Here's the very worst of it. Let's start up in Dallas, westbound I-30, just before Ferguson. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from St. Francis. Also in Dallas, southbound I-35, just after the Mixmaster. Road construction still has that left lane shut down because pothole repair is that important. Traffic is backed up back from Walnut Hill. Still in Dallas, southbound on the tollway just before Royal Lane, got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Arapahoe. In Richardson, northbound 75 just before Renner Road, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic is backed up all the way back from the High 5. And finally in Fort Worth, southbound 35W right at North Loop 820. Road construction there has that right lane shut down. Traffic is backed up back from Alliance Gateway. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by State Farm. Tonight, some clouds in the sky, 67 for the overnight low. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high of 90. Right now, it's 88 degrees at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Did anybody ever get a chance to see Vidra's cans out?
No. Almost, but no.
It was almost? You or Alfie?
I did a few times. Just heard me just being drunk. But,
I figured as toasted as she'd get, she'd have pulled one of them out.
No, even toasted, she was pretty protective. She did come in one morning, I remember, and she showed us the top of her vag area because it was bedazzled.
How do you do that?
She just kind of like pulled her pants open and was like,
I know how you show somebody the top of your clam. How do you bedazzle it? Do you glue it on?
Yeah. She
didn't use rivets.
No. She just took like, and I don't know, it was what kind of glue.
You go get it done. It was a thing there for a while.
Oh.
Vajazzling.
Is that what they called it?
Mm-hmm. Was I there for, I don't even remember this.
I know, I didn't see it.
I think it was just me and Chloe.
Okay. And that explains why I don't remember it.
Yeah, she just walks in. Hey, you want to see?
You want to see my?
No, I don't have anything.
Okay.
I'm looking at her Facebook page. I don't see any pics of her passed out on the floor. Maybe they're all on our Facebook page.
That is probably where they are.
Yes?
I don't know. It's like, I got a picture of her puking in a trash can, but that's on my Instagram.
I really, for somebody that loved the nightlife, I don't know how she ever agreed to do mornings.
I think for the most part, she just didn't really go to sleep until she got to work.
Yeah, she'd get here where she knew somebody would wake her up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. Almost everybody on the show at one point almost stepped on her walking in the studio. She looks like a young, prettier Janine Garofalo.
Mm-hmm. See that?
Yeah, no pictures passed out. No puke. Why the hell does she have a picture of Andy Griffith on her Facebook page?
Well, maybe she's a fan.
And this must be her husband. Yuck.
Yuck.
He looks like an ugly Harry Connick Jr. Only with dopier ears.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
That's pretty accurate.
I thought you were exaggerating.
I practice at times.
Uh-huh.
Trying to describe people. Mm. Although there are plenty of pictures on her Facebook page holding alcohol.
I can't judge that, and that's most of mine as well.
We should call her one day.
Yeah.
You say she's got a podcast now?
I think she was doing a beer podcast for a while.
Yeah, I think it's called Beer for Breakfast.
Perfect. See, she's living the dream.
Go with what you know. Okay.
She'll do a morning podcast, but she'll record it in the afternoon.
I actually thought about that for a while when we were doing mornings. You know, we could always just tape this in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be behind on some stories, or in some cases ahead.
That's true.
But it just takes away from the, I like the live aspect of if something could go wrong, you want it to.
Yes.
If you're recording the show, something goes wrong, we should edit that out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You ready to finish news?
Ready to start it.
Oh, okay. Chuck, you want to hear Dr. Thornton singing the blues?
Sure.
He went to open mic at Jay Gilligan's Monday night?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps the lace curtain is starting to run. I've been trying to tell
you. My patience got syphilis.
I understand the sentiment.
Why don't you stay after the show today, Chuck? We'll write him a new blues song.
All right.
And we'll work some of that in.
Chloe, when he was doing his blues, did he have his hair pulled back in his ponytail thing?
Yes, he did.
Okay, that's not real bluesy, but all right.
He was. He looked like a blues man, I would say. I mean, he rocked. I thought he did a good job.
And is nobody's playing with him on this at this point, just him and his acoustic?
Yes, and I think the other guys join in later.
That's all
perhaps
him?
Perhaps the lace curtain is starting to rise.
Yeah, and the bass kicks in a few.
And I've been trying to tell you.
There we go.
I understand the sentiment. I got a low-down fever. Your departure is imminent.
I still can't get over the fact that he's a psychologist singing the blues.
A man that's into Zen. About his... not a total introvert, but sort of.
He is. He's an intellectual.
And you can tell he enjoys it, and mm-hmm. he doesn't get out much. So he was all jamming, getting into it up there.
And Chloe afterwards, I went, all right, what songs did he do? I don't know. I'd recognize any of them. Well, he likes to write his own songs. No, I think they were covers. Then Dr. Thornton comes in. He said, no, they were all originals.
Mm.
I thought that he said he did a Kris Kristofferson song at one point. Maybe that was his feeling, his
inspiration. Yeah, that's what it was. 446, Dan O'Malley's here with news.
He was using Kris Kristofferson as inspiration. Sorry. That's the first person I think of, and I need to be inspired.
No, I'm going to go for musical inspiration. I'm going to go for Rip Taylor. Waylon and Madame. Hudson Brothers.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Friday, September 26, 2014. Birthdays today. Porn star Kay Lynn turns 37. She starred in 352 films, including Fast Times at Deep Crack High 3, as well as Girls Who Like It in the Doo-Doo Hole. Turning 44 today is probably Kinsey's nemesis, Sherry Moon Zombie.
Hey, no, I love her.
Who is that?
It's Rob Zombie's wife.
I saw that on Instagram this morning, and I liked it.
Good for you.
Jim Caviezel turns 46. Linda Hamilton is 58. Olivia Newton-John turns 66. Kent McCord is 72.
Officer, I always confuse the two. Not Malloy.
Mm-hmm.
Reed.
Yes.
Adam 12.
You got it. Jonathan Goldsmith is 76. You don't really know his name, but you know his face. He's the most interesting man in the world in the Dos Equis commercials.
Good-looking man.
He's a handsome, handsome man. And Donna Douglas turns 81 today.
Ellie Mae Clampett.
That is correct.
She's how old?
81. Did I say that? Yeah, 81.
I have to look and see what she looks like.
Food, fun, and football await visitors to the State Fair of Texas. The annual expo opened today in Dallas.
Oh, no.
Oh, is it bad?
Yeah. You got to look.
Okay.
That's not real. Yeah, it is.
Ooh.
Here's another good one.
Really?
Pretty sure this one's real. Why would anybody do that? It was a real picture of her, but for whatever reason, they photoshopped her eyes, one on her forehead and one down on her cheek.
They basically mashed up her photo with Sloth from Goonies.
Is that what it is?
It's kind of what it looks like. Just imagine a really old lady, but looks like Sloth.
Baby?
That is terrible. Show Alfie.
I lost it. Okay. But, give me a second. Can you see that, Alfie?
Oh, she
almost looks like the toxic hillbilly. All right, waste of time. Go ahead.
I know. All right, well, food, fun, and football await visitors to the State Fair of Texas. The annual expo opened today in Dallas with the theme of Deep in the Heart of Texans. And it's the 51st year for the United States Marine Drum and Bugle Corps to perform at the fair, which runs through October 19th. There's also some award-winning food offerings, including funnel cake ale and fried Gulf shrimp boil. Other delicacies range from chicken fried loaded baked potato to twisted Texas tacos. And on October 4th, Russ's birthday, Kool and the Gang will perform. Also, football at the Cotton Bowl includes the Texas-Oklahoma game, which will be October 11th.
Alfie, see if you can get Kool and the Gang up here.
On it.
Okay.
As well as tomorrow, Grambling State versus Prairie View A&M.
I just Googled really quick to see if Bill Bragg, since it's opening of the state fair.
Mm-hmm. Saying if he's hung himself?
No. But he's always got something to say about the new Big Tex and the fact that he's not the voice and still he's not even the first result that comes up. Some singer-songwriter named Billy Bragg. That's not him. That's not him. Let me add Big Tex. Because I think he's still trying to start a grassroots movement to get him back as the voice of Big Tex.
It ain't going to happen.
I found his website. Let's see, public appearances. Yeah, normally there's something right on the front of his website. I'm paraphrasing, but in essence what he's saying is Big Tex. Looks like he took all of it down. Yeah, maybe he's over it.
Okay. I'm sure he's over it.
All right, good.
After its first failed attempt to fix glitches in its new mobile operating system, iOS 8, Apple has released a new version of the software to the public.
Chuck sent me a link to that this morning, because mm-hmm. here's another reason you need to hold off.
Yeah, the update comes just a day after Apple unleashed iOS 8.01, a buggy release that caused thousands of iPhone 6 and 6 Plus owners to lose cellular service and the ability to unlock their devices using Touch ID. After being available to users for a brief period of time Wednesday, Apple quickly pulled its access. Early on Thursday, the company published a support site for anyone affected by the faulty system, offering step-by-step instructions for how to reinstall iOS 8.0.
That's kind of unusual for Apple.
Extremely. About 40,000 of Apple's newest smartphones, the 6 and the 6 Plus, were affected by the buggy operating system, which is just a fraction of the 10 million new phones the company sold during its launch weekend. The faulty update was available to download for just over 60 minutes before being pulled. And then their stock price, in addition to their stock price, dropped 3% yesterday.
Even though last weekend, was it last weekend or weekend before?
Last weekend.
They sold 10 million iPhones.
They did, but then they had this glitch in their iOS update, and then it was discovered that the iPhone 6 Plus is a little bendy.
Oh, I saw that story on CNN,
mm-hmm.
that if you carry around in your back pocket, I guess it's closer to the top of the phone where I'm guessing that's the weakest part,
mm-hmm.
that it'll bend slightly. I don't know if all of them do it.
And there was even, I'm pretty sure that's the case, because there was a video that got millions of hits on YouTube where the guy is doing the unboxing things and he just starts to gradually just using his hands, not hard, just bends. And then they were trying to see, well, maybe it's not so bad. You just bend it back. And when they tried to bend it back, that's when
crack the screen.
Yep.
Have there been any stories, Alfie, of Androids having any of these problems? Not the bending, just updates, glitches, whatever.
No, but the thing is that anything that Apple does, if there's any sort of screw up, people blow it up, kind of. And I think I heard one report on Carol D that said there was only 9 instances of this bending iPhone issue, but people blow it up.
Whose phone was it?
Some guy just happened to have it in his pocket. Had the big giant one, and he was wearing skinny jeans, and it just bent a little bit.
Oh, idiot!
But Apple has had this problem in the past before. They use aluminum.
The phone's bending?
iPods bending.
Oh.
People had them in their pockets and in their back pockets, tight skinny jeans, and of course it's going to bend. It's aluminum. It's lightweight.
See, that is on Apple, because Apple should know that its core customers are skinny jean wearing hipsters.
Maybe they thought
testing. The
iPhone 6 Plus, because it's bigger, they wouldn't put it in their pockets.
That's exactly the thought. No one would be stupid enough, I guess, to put it in their back pocket.
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Sounds like something. Nobody will get this, but Chuck, never mind.
Say it.
Something Uri Geller would do.
See?
I got 2 out of the room.
That's right. And Chuck thoroughly enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
You made his day. The video of Ray Rice.
It's good being old, isn't it?
Yeah. The video of Ray Rice punching his fiance inside a casino elevator was sent to NFL headquarters to the attention of league security chief Jeffrey Miller in April. That's according to a law enforcement official. The NFL has repeatedly said no one with the league saw the violent images until TMZ Sports released the video earlier this month. Miller said Thursday through an NFL spokesman that he never received the video. The official, who spoke on the condition of anonymity because he's not authorized to release details of the case, said he does not know if Miller ever saw the DVD or opened the package. His only communication with the NFL was a 12-second voicemail on April 9th from league offices confirming receipt of the package, in which a woman says, "You're right, it's terrible." The official told the AP 2 weeks ago that he sent the video to the NFL but asked the AP not to report that he had addressed the package to Miller. He eliminated that restriction on Thursday.
Again, I think we said this before, maybe the NFL thought, we don't need to look at the video. He's already admitted to hitting her. They knew it was bad enough because people saw her being dragged out of the elevator unconscious.
Right.
That, to me, that would be the only reason I could think, saying, well, that's why we didn't look at it.
But even still, it's like going up to Roger Goodell He's saying, we've never had it. I didn't, as far as I was concerned, I never knew we had a copy of it.
Well, then possibly the head of security for NFL or whoever they sent it to needs to get popped.
And he's saying that he never got it. That is security.
So law enforcement lied. Why would they lie?
To me, everything still hinges on the woman who called him back saying, yes, we got it, it's terrible. That, when they just need to find her.
All these tragedies all at once. You got that, then a mayor someplace up north that dropped a groundhog and killed it.
It's the mayor of New York.
Oh, was it?
Mm-hmm. Hang on, where is that?
And obviously this was back at, when's Groundhog Day? February?
Yeah.
It's back then, and there was a cover-up until now. Am I right?
He's not kidding. After falling from the arms of New York's mayor and landing on her head, the stand-in groundhog, who forecasts 6 more weeks of winter on that sunny morning back in February, her surprise death a week later, as well as a mini-scandal, which is now shadowing Bill de Blasio and the Staten Island Zoo. The 6'6" mayor was accused of being clumsy for not keeping a tight grip on the stressed and wiggling folk symbol of Spring Hope. The zoo was under fire for allegedly covering up the fall-related demise of the big rodent named Charlotte, who was quietly pawned off as her spouse, Chuck, the city's version of the infamous Punxsutawney Phil. The New York Post reported Thursday that it had unearthed some hidden facts of the annual mayoral publicity stunt that did not follow the script. A necropsy showed that Charlotte died February 9th from acute internal injuries consistent with a fall. The zoo said it appeared unlikely that she died from her 6-foot head plant.
Sources. Was there a video of this?
Yeah, somewhere. They're going to have it. I've only seen the still image. I didn't want to see it like being dropped. That makes me uncomfortable.
Well, did the groundhog die? No, it died
like a week later.
Oh.
Sources.
All right, take the groundhog. You got it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got it. Okay. What I tell the weather people? We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
504. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Service King Collision Repair Center. Traffic still blows everywhere. Here's the very worst of it. Most of it's in Dallas. We'll start there. South on I-35, just after I-30, right after the Mixmaster. That road construction there has finally been cleared out. Traffic is still backed up back from Walnut Hill. Also in Dallas, west on I-30, just before Ferguson, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from St. Francis. Still in Dallas, southbound on the tollway just before Royal Lane, that earlier stalled vehicle is gone. Traffic is still backed up back from Arapahoe. In Forest Hill, eastbound I-20, right at England, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from 35W. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, just after 121, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Basswood Boulevard. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Don Davis Auto Group. 67 tonight for the overnight low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high of 90. Right now, it's 88 at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right, go ahead, Daniel.
I actually got a quick email for you. Hey, Russ, since it's opening day of the State Fair, I was hoping you would play the Big Tex sermon. Yes? If you have time, the recordings of the firemen going to the call would be cool, too. Wendy.
Well, it's not really the anniversary of Big Tex burning up.
No, but I think this is one of those things that at the start of the fair or just at maybe even during the run of the fair, kind of seems fitting.
Okay. Let me see what I got.
Kind of becoming tradition.
What is Big Tex calls 911? I forgot about that one. Okay. This clip should be when the call went out.
Hold on. Attention, Engine 44, Engine 3, Engine 6, Truck 3, Truck 19, Battalion 1, Battalion 3. One alarm fire at the State Fair, 1100 to 1198 First Avenue, Box 060008. Big Tech is on fire.
Engine 44, going to Big Tech.
777 on Channel 1.
777, go ahead.
Advise, I'm en route over here to Big Tex. There's a large column of black smoke. 777 is out at Big Tex. Got a rather tall cowboy. All his clothes burn off.
777 out. Rather tall cowboy with all his clothes burned off at 1031. Engine 6 out. Big Tex on fire.
On fire.
Howdy, folks. It's hot.
19's out. Big Tex is gone.
Truck 19 out at 1032. Big Tex is gone.
What?
I always love the effect you added on the end there.
That still makes me sad.
I know it. I don't know why. It's stupid. He's standing up right now.
I understand, but that's...
I know. It's.
And it was... I guess just impressive, because when they sent them out, they sent everybody.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it was only considered. Maybe they always start out one alarm until somebody gets there.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that's the way it is, because when you and I put that dumpster fire out, it wasn't a two alarm until station 47 showed up.
Yep. Didn't need to be a two alarm. We had it handled.
No.
Because you know why? We fought the fire the old-fashioned way with stupidity and water. Then they show up with their fancy chemicals.
Can't open both those doors on the dumpster. F*** you, we like backdraft. We like that bonding moment of when Dan and I opened both sides of the dumpster, looked at each other and went, all right, this is going to get f***ed up.
Whoosh.
That really is one of our special moments.
I just want to hear the opening again.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Attention, Engine 44, Engine 3, Engine 6, Truck 3, Truck 19, Battalion 1, Battalion 3. Big Tech is on fire.
Engine 44, going to Big Tech.
It still sounds like a damn movie script.
They don't seem overly concerned.
No.
And the dispatcher seems to be having a good time. Big Tech says goodbye.
Now maybe they're all just excited to go to the fair.
Okay. Let me see how long this eulogy is. I don't want the entire day to be playing old crap. That's only a few minutes. I didn't realize it was that short. Want it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Friends and neighbors, we are here today to pay tribute to the remains of a man who entertained us for many years. Can I get amen?
Amen.
We are here today to say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
To Big Tex. Big Tex loved the children. He loved adults. Man loved all races. He entertained us all the way up to his untimely combustion. For you see, he was pronounced dead by the Dallas Fire Department on October 19th at 10:32 a.m. His head caught fire around 10:15 this morning, quickly spread and then burned him naked. I'm sure it will take many years for the children around Big Tex to forget the image of Big Tex bursting into flames.
Have you ever heard this, Kenzie?
No, but I can tell you almost lost it just then. Mm.
These are never easy.
I'm sure it will take many years for the children around Big Tex to forget the image of Big Tex bursting into flames. I'm sure...
I'm sure it will also
take many years to forget the image of him stomping in circles, screaming,
"My legs, my legs, big tags, King Bill, big legs."
What is it, Dan?
I love today.
I remember I was either going to the gym or on the way back. I had a lot of stuff I was going to do. I went, obviously, the rest of the day is canceled.
Because
I had to come back and write something.
You had to. Everyone on Facebook, email, Twitter, they were all just posting constantly about, what do you guys got planned? I can't wait for 3 o'clock. What are you going to do? I don't know.
Yeah. You know how your text messages come in and sometimes they overlap?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what they were doing on my phone.
Why is it I had some type of fiduciary duty to Big Tex to perform his eulogy?
Which is what people expected.
Okay.
Screaming,
"My legs, my legs, Big Tex, King Bill, his legs."
What is it, Dan?
I love today.
The children will probably also have troubles forgetting the image of Big Tex running over and over into the Hall of State trying to put himself out. He was born in Cairns, Texas, a tower of a man, standing 52 feet over the state fair for 60 years.
60 years.
He watched over us, the state fair, an icon of the Lone Star State, proudly wore that star on his chest and knew what it meant.
Praise
God. A man to be cherished. A man to be honored. One day he welcomes us through the gates. The next, his dickies burn off in front of everybody. Can the organist start again?
Yo. Now, considering he always tucked his jeans inside his boots, not really a surprise he burst into flame. Although our hearts are heavy, our faces stream with tears. But considering the part of Dallas he was in, it was fitting for him to go out in blackface. In Jesus' name, amen.
It's funny, one part, I actually start to get choked up.
It's very odd.
I don't mean laughing, it's just like he was a real person. I'm sure Bill Bragg wants to take credit for it. I made him real.
Yeah.
You made him a dick. Talking about his beginnings in Cairns, Texas.
Yeah.
Tower of a man.
The children will probably also have troubles forgetting the image of Big Tex running over and over into the Hall of State trying to put himself out. He was born in Cairns, Texas, a tower of a man, standing 52 feet over the state fair for 60 years.
60 years.
He watched over us, the state fair, an icon of the Lone Star State, proudly wore that star on his chest and knew what it meant.
Praise
God. A man to be cherished. A man to be honored. That part.
Mm-hmm. And actually, now that I think about it, it is kind of sad that we lost this Big Tex. Mainly because the new Big Tex is really creepy. Remember, because his eyes move?
I don't think I went to the fair last year, so I haven't seen the new version. I've seen pictures. And the comparison between the two, I don't get why they changed his face up. Because really, the only thing that resembles the old Big Tex is the body.
Yeah.
The face is totally different. And it is creepy. It looks like he had chin implants and cheek implants.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Is that the first time you've seen him, Kenzie?
Yeah. Why didn't they just keep him the same? That's more iconic. Like.
Yeah, and his eyes are like closer together.
He looks old.
Yes, he looks like. He looks like Jerry Jones right after he got his facelift.
I'm disappointed.
I got one more. Big Tex calling 911.
Yep, it's needed.
Oh, yeah.
911, Dallas Emergency Services. What's your emergency?
Hey, look at this. This is Big Tex. My shit is burning.
Your shit is burning?
Yeah.
I made the mistake of cutting this in Trey's office because I had to go to a phone and record it to voicemail in my office. Mm-hmm. So Trey's in the background working on something.
911, Dallas Emergency Services. What's your emergency?
Hey, look at this. This is Big Tex. My shit is burning.
Your shit is burning? Your shit is burning?
My shit is burning.
We'll send someone out to put your shit out.
Hey, how my shit on fire?
We've got the shits on fire department coming.
Man,
your shit's gonna burn till we get there.
I need my shit. My shit out.
They'll put your shit out when they get there.
I don't want to put my shit out.
As soon as possible. In the meantime, your shit's gonna burn.
I don't want my shit to burn.
Nobody wants their shit to burn.
Put my shit out.
They'll put your shit out when they get there. Just hang on.
I'm going to hang out with my shit on fire.
If you don't calm down, we're just going to let your shit burn out.
I swear, my shit has been burning before.
Well, your shit's burning now.
Hey, it's burning off on my dick hair.
Well, it's too late for that shit now. Your shit's burning. See ya.
Well.
Right, we've milked that enough. All right. Go ahead.
All right. An egging attempt turned violent Thursday night in one Pleasant Grove neighborhood. You ready for this one? This is some messed up stuff.
Dude, you go. If you plan on egging anybody in 75217 or 227, there's going to be, I don't want to ruin the bit, I'll predict there's gunfire.
Yes.
Okay. Hey.
And possibly the Four Horsemen. Police said residents of a home near San Jacinto Elementary School have been feuding with another group of people. Around 10:30 last night, two carloads of people showed up to egg their house. A man came outside of the house to confront the vandals, and he was hit by one of the cars. The driver then lost control, hit a transformer, and knocked out power to the entire neighborhood. And then the suspects jumped out of the disabled car and got away in the second car. But before they could leave, police said angry neighbors pulled out their guns and fired into the air. And as if that wasn't bad enough, police then said the neighbors used baseball bats to smash up the left-behind disabled car. The man who was hit by the car was not seriously injured. The person who hit him will still face aggravated assault charges once caught.
Damn.
It started with eggs.
We assume.
Yeah, that's true.
They didn't even get out to be able to start throwing eggs. They run into a transformer.
That was just like a mini apocalyptic event. You had the power go out. Bats and guns and car crashes.
Yeah, because on their way, they had this big plan.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. And an explosion from the transformer.
I'm going to guess the disabled car only had eggs in it, and that's how they knew it was going to be an egging.
Yeah.
Or these people knew the owner. I don't know.
Someone had dropped their eggs on the road. I saw they were still sitting in the carton, and they were just...
Hey, let's go to a gunfight with eggs.
They really underestimated the neighborhood. I mean, it's one thing if you go, they went specifically, it sounds, to egg one person's house. And by the end of it, the whole neighborhood is after them. And you egg one house in this neighborhood, it's like egging them all.
I just, You didn't even have to finish the story. I knew it was going to end with gunfire.
Mm-hmm.
Pleasant Grove. Doesn't matter which part of it. 217 or 75227. I know the zones.
Yes, you do. They're the shots fired zones. The website, sheknows.com, thinks 4 of the rules for breaking up are outdated, and we should start ignoring them, or at least aspects of them.
What are the new rules? Just don't tell her?
That's pretty modern.
That's what I do when I get the chance.
Yeah. Yeah, you just go off the grid.
Well, we didn't get closure. I never call again. Isn't that enough? Obviously, I didn't have a good time.
I didn't like you. I think that's kind of obvious.
So what's antiquated and what's the suggested new way?
Doing it face-to-face
no.
is antiquated.
Yes.
In a perfect world, yes, but it's also hard, and you don't want that to keep you from doing it. So if you know it's right to end things, a phone call is better than prolonging a dead relationship. Number two, be honest.
Say how long you have to date before you use some of these?
No.
I mean, if you go out a couple times, I don't feel an obligation.
No.
Even if we had sex. No. Now, if it's 6 months to a year, I think you owe them at least a...
An in-person?
No.
No? Owe them a what?
Facebook, tweet,
and
text.
Stop that. You don't think that.
Just a tag on some other random post.
Maybe a knock on the door and run off.
you just,
that's depending on who you were dating.
Uh-huh. You just send her a tweet. you're single. Number two, be honest about why. Honesty is the best policy, but when you're breaking up with someone, you don't need to lay it all out there. Don't hurt their feelings if it's not necessary. Saying something as simple as, I don't see a future with us is fine. You don't have to have a laundry list of all the things that you don't like about them.
What if it helps the person?
If you really want to, then fine. But also keep in mind that if you do that, then you may get it in return.
I don't care.
Okay.
If I cared what they thought, I wouldn't be breaking up with them.
Yeah, but that still opens a door, you know, for her to try to hurt your feelings.
What are they going to say to me I haven't said about myself? I already know about my penis. I already know about my performance in bed. You know that, Dan.
No, I don't.
Yeah, well, you do.
Just from what you've told me.
All right, feign ignorance.
Feign nothing. Number three, delete them from your life. That's a myth. No. The rule of thumb was to
delete like keyboard delete or
mm-hmm.
delete.
No, not that one.
Okay.
Keyboard delete.
All right.
Jesus, man. The rule of thumb was to delete their number from your phone and unfriend them on Facebook, but there are so many ways to connect now, it's just not that realistic anymore. You're never going to be best friends, but you don't need to burn bridges. You can keep their number as long as you don't drunk dial it and stay friends.
Well, then you can't keep their number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if they dumped you. I wonder who she's with. I got to call her and see if she's at home.
I got to send her a text. I got the perfect thing to say.
Which would be what?
At the time, you're drunk. It's not, and nothing's right.
But in your mind,
oh, yeah.
It's Shakespeare.
Oh, yeah.
This will get her back.
I miss you, and I want us to be together again. You get a text back. Leave me alone, I'm f***ing somebody.
Worse yet, it's just a quick video of her. Not you.
That's nice.
You yeah. look down and you say, man, I miss her.
If you don't come back, I'm going to kill myself. That's nice.
It saved me for more awkward conversations.
Is there more?
There's one more, but I don't understand it. That says, make a big change. That's supposed to be something.
Maybe they're talking appearance-wise or buying a new car,
yeah.
new clothes.
Lots of people think they need to go out more, get a crazy new haircut, move, or whatever. There's nothing wrong with a fresh start, but it might not be the best thing for your long-term happiness. Think about major changes carefully. Ask your friends what they think.
But they don't say what the changes are.
No.
Not definitively? You said haircut, something like that?
Yeah, it could be like a major haircut, moving, something along those lines.
I could see possibly moving if it was, again, if they left you and you don't want to start running into them. Because there seems to be no common courtesy when you go out to some of the places that you probably introduce them to.
Yeah.
And this is female, male, male, female, doesn't matter. You'll show up to have a good time, and that bitch is always there. Again, it's not gender specific.
No. And it doesn't sound like it is either.
Like all your favorite places are now erased because you don't know if she's going to be hanging out there or not. And you know if she's there, she's already got her some new dong. Dong. Dip dong. And I don't care. There was a study that came out a few weeks ago. I don't think we ever got to it. That breakup is, I think the headline was, breakups are harder on women than they are on men.
Huh?
Yeah.
Takes women longer to get over a breakup.
You sure got a funny way of showing it.
Could you give them about 3 weeks? Seems to be about right. You're not over it yet. I'll just call her.
Hey, baby. I just want you to know I miss you. Yeah, I'm busy right now. I can't talk. Somebody there? I'd rather not say. Hang on a second. Okay, what is it?
You just cry into the phone.
We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
5:37, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by your DFW Acura dealers. A whole lot going on. Let's start off in Dallas. Southbound on the tollway right at Keller Springs. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic is backed up back to Spring Creek. Also in Dallas, eastbound I-30 right at Carroll. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back to Sylvan Avenue. In Mesquite, southbound 635 right at I-30. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back to Centerville-Ferguson. In Carrollton, northbound 121 right at Hebron Parkway. Got an accident blocking the left lane there. Traffic is backed up back to I-35. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, just after 121, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Basswood. This one also causing a backup on 121 back from Haltom Road. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Supercuts. Some clouds in the sky tonight, 67 for a low, partly cloudy tomorrow, 90 for a high. Right now, 87 and 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Was that it with that breakup list?
Yes. Now there's another aspect to consider. A new survey found half of women have a plan B guy in mind in case their current relationship ends. If you're curious what the plan B guy has.
Is it a guy at work?
Most likely candidate is one of her old friends. Other candidates are an ex, a coworker, or someone she might know from the gym. And the average woman has known her plan B for 7 years. 70% of women with a plan B guy are currently in touch with him. And 10% of women say their plan B guy already confessed that he's been in love with her. 20% say they're pretty sure their plan B guy would drop everything to be with her. And 12% of women say they actually have stronger feelings for the plan B guy than they do for the guy they're currently with.
Well, that's because it's taboo.
Yeah.
It's cheating.
It's not cheating if you're not doing anything.
That is cheating. Have a plan B guy, that is emotional cheating.
Everybody has to have a backup.
That is BS.
It's redundant backup.
Mm-mm.
You may never use your backup.
But still.
How is it cheating?
Because you have a backup. So you have someone you're interested in emotionally, physically, mentally.
Maybe you have to have a backup because the person you're with, you love so much, you know you're going to be devastated if you break up. So you need to have somebody else to help fill those emotional voids.
But how do you know you're going to break up?
Everybody does.
So you're just going to have a plan B for every single relationship you have for the entire length of each relationship?
I am.
Why?
Because I like backups.
But what if the person that you're with ends up being the one and you have this backup sitting here like, hey, yo, what's going on?
I don't know. Does it say in there you actually tell them that they're a backup?
It does not mention that, no.
But they know you're in a relationship because you're not going to date them because you know you're in a relationship. But you're going to string them along until they're ready or you're ready. And that's cheating.
No.
That is liking two people at the exact same time.
You never dated anybody and saw some guy at the mall and you thought, he's really cute.
Yeah,
and it just stopped there, but you thought he's really cute.
Yes, but that's
different.
No,
yes,
that's not cheating.
It is.
No, it's not.
It actually says so in the Bible.
You
okay.
Send in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Plan B.
Mm-hmm.
You have a backup. You are going to date this person when you break up with the person you're currently with.
I think it said okay? If they break up.
Yeah.
But you have it planned out in your head. If I'm walking through the mall with my boyfriend and I see a boy walk by and I'm like, oh, he's a good-looking guy. Or my boyfriend's like, oh, that's a good-looking girl. We're not planning on going and finding them and dating them after we break up. You can look, but you can't touch. That is a huge difference.
Not really. Let me ask you this. Let's say you were dating somebody right now and you're really involved. And then Billy the Kid comes down the hall and says, I'd like to get it on.
No, I would either say no, or I would turn to my boyfriend and be like, hey, I'm sorry, it's not going to work out, and then run.
After Billy.
You'd run for Billy?
If I felt that way. But I don't cheat.
Billy the Kid is your
cheater.
Plan B.
No, it's not because I'm...
It is.
That is...
If you're in a relationship, Billy the Kid comes down here and says, I want to bang you. You're going to say...
No, I said I would eat. That is so unfair. But did I plan? Am I planning to sleep with Billy while I'm in a relationship? No, you said if Billy magically came down the hall and said, do you want to F? No, I'm in a relationship. Unless this person really sucks, then maybe I'd be like, oh, okay, yeah, bye.
So Billy the Kid was your plan B?
No, because I'm not planning it.
I think so.
It sounds to me like you got a plan.
That's not a plan. That is something that randomly happened.
That you've planned out.
No, it's not planned because you said, well, what if Billy just popped down the hall? Like, I'm sitting here having lunch with my boyfriend, and I'm not planning anything. And then, oh, hey, Billy the Kid's here for some reason. That's freaking weird.
Hey, Alfie.
That's not planning.
Alfie, is this Billy's extension?
That's it?
Okay. Let's ask Billy if he wants to have sex.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah. It's time to dial.
I said no.
Yeah, time to dial awkward.
Hello?
This Billy?
No, this is McCray.
Oh. Is Billy in there?
No.
Okay, thank you. I'm waiting for him to come back to the from the bathroom.
McCray?
Yeah.
Who's McCray?
He's really nice.
Do you like
it? He helps Billy.
Oh. You should run down there right now and get you a three-way.
Yeah, get you some Billy the Kid and some McCray-Cray.
You like that kind of sex.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Is this McCray guy? Is he cute? Is he? How come you don't want to say it?
Y'all are just going
to... She was
tell everybody just because.
What do you want? Just walk up and down the halls on the hunt.
No, just because I think somebody's cute doesn't mean I'm gonna go f them.
I don't know, but when he asked you that, you started quivering like an excited chihuahua.
No, I started shaking, nodding my head because if I say
nodding
yes,
her head,
there,
but it was like one of those.
Y'all are just gonna go cray cray on me.
One of those suppressed responses of.
Like, she wants it
oh
so bad,
my,
her whole body.
It was yeah. not.
It's exactly what
y'all
it was.
Y'all are exaggerating and taking advantage of radio because they can't see me. That is unfair.
Not dogpiling, but you did look exactly like that.
I did not.
You were
I
shaking.
Went,
You were quivering.
Even Chuck back here is quivering.
Chuck can't even see me.
Stand up. Let me see if your panties is damp.
They are not.
Come here.
No. They are desert.
Yeah, I don't want to see it now.
Sahara over here.
Did you say Sahara?
Yeah, Sahara.
Sahara.
Oh, I thought you said Sahara.
Ain't nothing going on, just pricklies. A cactopus.
I didn't say nothing about cactuses. Cacti.
And a random cow's skull.
Who else around the station do you think is hot, Kinsey?
Nobody. Y'all asked me if McCray was cute. I said yes. He's
That's
a good
not
looking
what he said. Who else at the station?
Nobody.
Not even Bo and Jim?
Mm-mm. Have you ever seen them?
Long time ago. I don't remember. They announced my birth.
Were they there?
No. On air. They.
Wouldn't it be funny if Bo or Jim was her daddy?
Yeah. I'm going to go with Long Jim White.
No.
Mm-hmm. I think she'd probably, I don't know. I think she'd be more into Bo.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I could see that.
How'd they know you were born?
My parents' best friend called in because they used to do that whole announce the birth thing.
Oh.
And they said,
I didn't know if you'd made the news. Kinsey. They separated you from something.
Happy birthday to Kinsey, who's... Who just recently chewed up her twin brother. The good news is she's going to live a long and healthy life. It's bad news for the brother.
Kinsey made it. Vestigial Roy is dead.
I don't get it.
You're not supposed to.
What is the Vestigial Roy?
Well, he's the dead guy. Go ahead, Dan.
All right, sorry. I've got some audio that goes along with this one.
All right.
It is cut number 4. This is from the show The Five on Fox News. You have Greg Gutfeld and Eric Bolling. These two are taking some heat now because of a situation that they were talking about in this report. You've got Kimberly Guilfoyle doing. She's talking about how the airstrikes in Syria and Iraq on ISIS, one of the people leading the fight from the United Arab Emirates is a major who's female. And so it's huge news.
Hey, ISIS, you were bombed by a woman. Oh, yeah. Hell came down on ISIS in Syria because guess what? The first female pilot piloting for the UAE, there she was, leading the strikes. Dropped the bomb.
I thought Valerie lived in Fort Worth now.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Not her.
It's the only female bomber without a plane.
Yeah.
is that Wonder Woman? No, it's Valerie. Run!
There she was, leading the strikes. Dropped the bombs on ISIS on Monday night. This is really incredible. Major Miriam Al-Mansouri is who did this. Remarkable. Very excited. I wish it was an American pilot. I'll take a woman doing this any day to them. I hope that hurt extra bad from you, because in some Arab countries, women can't even drive. Her nickname, per Jennifer Griffin, Lady Liberty.
There you go. Problem is, after she bombed it, she couldn't park it.
Did you really have to ruin my wife?
I salute her.
Would that be considered boobs on the ground or no?
Oh my!
What kind of salute would you salute her, Greg? Would you give her a firm?
Did you just say what I thought?
This was on what?
Fox News. The Five.
The Five.
That's the name of the show.
Is there a stink about this now because he said boobs on the ground?
Yeah, and then also you take a very serious, you know, subject and something that is, you know, phenomenal for women in the Middle East, and then it took a mere second for two idiots on Fox News to completely botch it and sexualize it.
I don't know why anybody would be surprised. It seems to be all they hire, idiots.
That also could be looked at. And because it's usually you have, this is the Fox template as far as Fox News. Really attractive female, really dumb man. As far as the anchors are concerned.
Like the someone with Ducey and the other guy.
That's Fox and Friends. Yeah, Elizabeth Hasselbeck, Ducey, and Brian.
How the
Brian
hell
Kilby.
Does Elizabeth Hasselbeck, who seems to have First of all, she's really pretentious.
Mm-hmm.
So how does she deal with those guys? I would think at least once a morning she'd get up and walk off the set.
I'm with you. I would think that she would hate them. And at the very least, just get on her last nerve. But then again, maybe when she's in the middle of it, maybe since there's two of, it's the two guys, maybe they dumb her down.
Mm. Things must had to be really bad on The View for her to leave to go to a situation like this.
Well, it's also different because at least leaving The View, she's not the outcast, being typically the one conservative on that panel, to now she's going to the conservative beacon in broadcasting, Fox News. So she's among a bunch of like-minded individuals.
Are they all pious?
It just depends. Sometimes some of them come across that way. I mean, you're still talking about a network that has Hannity and Bill O'Reilly. They can be pretty self-righteous at times. Especially O'Reilly. Him and his Do It Live.
Yeah. Love that clip. Because you know that's not the first time that he ever lost his mind.
Nope.
That was back when he was doing Inside Edition.
That's it.
Something was wrong with the teleprompter. We don't have the clip, so obviously I'm not going to play it. And he didn't understand, pitch it to the video. Something like that was the end of the show.
Yeah, so there was a song or video was going to close out.
Pitch to video. What does that mean?
What does it mean?
What do you think it means? End of the show. Pitch the video. Well, I don't. It just stops there. There are no words.
So you don't need the audio. We can just relive it.
And you know, that's not the first time he'd lost his mind, so I'm wondering how many other times. And if the producers just set him up, hey, let's put on their pitch to video, see what happens.
It's like an ongoing thing. They just mess with him.
Yeah, we go. Bored working with Brokaw, putting in words like Fallujah. Let's go over Inside Edition or Current Edition, whatever it was called.
Mm-hmm. A Dallas woman says quick thinking may have saved her life. Melissa Rose said she became gripped with fear when
slow thinking ever save anybody's life?
I'm not
being dimwitted.
I'm not that I can think of.
Okay, go ahead.
Melissa Rose said she became gripped with fear when a stranger jumped into her vehicle and took off with her inside. She said he jumped in the car and instantly he got the gun and pointed it at me and pulled off and said, "Baby, don't worry, you'll be okay." She said all she could think of was her kids and getting out of the moving car. She said he started to let the windows up and locking the door, and I jumped out of the car. And when I jumped out of the car, instantly I rolled and fell and ran. I took off running straight down the street.
Picked the wrong car to hijack.
I just love this. Rose said she knew staying in the car would mean something worse might happen to her. And Rose said at the time she was with a friend, Chunta Clark, at a home in South Dallas where they help battered women. Chunta had gone inside to deliver food when a man later identified by police as Billy Bolden took off in the car with Rose inside. Then several days later, Chunta was driving down the road when she saw police officers in a parking lot. She said, "All I saw was they had guys all over the ground handcuffed. And I looked over there and I saw and wondered what they did. And then I said, hey, that's my car." Still in the same stolen car, Bolden was pulled over by police, and she immediately called Rose to the scene, and they identified the suspects.
I don't know why you think you're going to be able to keep a chick in a car.
Mm-mm. If she wants
you
out.
You know they've had practice jumping out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is something that I think that's just instilled.
Mm-hmm. It's innate.
I forgot what I was going to ask. I know what I was going to say is, first of all, if the car's not moving that fast, that's exactly what you do. You never, ever let them take you anywhere. I don't care what you have to do. I tried to reinforce that over and over with Mandy. Pay attention to your surroundings.
Right.
If you're pumping gas, realize that that gas pump is a weapon.
Yes.
Zits them down, and then maybe have a nice Marlboro.
Mm-hmm. Time for a coup.
Car keys. Well, I know they have defense courses for this. They said you have to be prepared to gouge somebody's eyes out. You never, ever let them transport. You get out of that vehicle or away at all costs.
Yes, absolutely. Turn into a wild banshee and Yes. Make it your goal to have both of his eyes on the tips of your fingers.
The car key.
What?
Put the car key in between your knuckles and you walk like that. And then someone switch. My dad taught me that.
Do you have to make that noise?
Yeah.
Do it again.
Switch.
See that right there? As a someone who might attack her, I can't do that. There's no, I can't defend that.
Switch.
There's a certain cars you don't want to carjack. Imagine had this guy tried to carjack Valerie. Our old news chick. I saw this in that Ricky Bobby movie. That's a live cougar. I've seen Valerie hop on a guy's back and then beat him in the rear of the head. And we watched it outside of a topless bar. I went, she's going to go the 8 seconds. This is probably going to be the first time a rider ever killed a horse.
I just imagine the look on her face if a carjacker just hopped in the car. She would just slowly turn her head and then smile.
How'd you do that? That was a 360. Want to go here? Yeah. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
602. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alpi Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Walgreens. Traffic still blows. The worst of it's in Dallas. Let's start there. Eastbound I-30 right at Carroll. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back to Sylvan Avenue. Also in Dallas, northbound on the tollway just after Arapahoe. Got an accident blocking the center lane. Traffic there is backed up back to 635. Still in Dallas, southbound on the tollway right at Keller Springs. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back to Spring Creek. In Carrollton, southbound I-35, right at Beltline Road, got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic's backed up back from the bush. And finally, in Garland, southbound 635, just before Garland Road, got an accident blocking the HOV lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Skillman. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Walgreens. Tonight, 67 for the overnight low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 90 for the high. Right now, 87 the 97.1 to Eagle.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
K-E-G-L.
Now.
The Eagle. The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
What key is this in, Chuck? What? G? What do we do it in? E? That cop that had emailed all of us, including Kenzie, whatever, wanted that version where I got it off YouTube for Traffic Bed, and he wanted the whole version. I went, well, I'll go find it again for you. 2 weeks of looking on YouTube, I finally got an email from him. He goes, all right, I found it. They took it off of YouTube because of copyright. I think he found it from somebody in Australia.
Wow.
Damn. I couldn't find it.
Yeah, the last thing I heard from him was he said he didn't mean to be a pain. And I told him, I was like, no, you're not being a pain. We all just kind of took it on as a challenge. Especially when we thought it was so easy to find.
Yeah, I found it once.
And then it's not there. And you're like, it's kind of like when you put your keys down and then you turn around and they're gone. Like, I just put them right there. I know they're here.
And you want to be pissed, but you're not sure who to be pissed at, even though there's only one suspect.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's like, cursing's going to help. I know I put my damn keys down right here. There's nobody else in the house, so where the... And it's like, well, who are you asking?
Yeah. And then as time...
Where are my keys?
And it's almost like a slow burn. At first, you're just kind of... You're just confused, bewildered. You're like, how? I thought they just were here. And then after 5 minutes, I'm now screaming and swearing. After 15 minutes, I'm now accusing the dogs.
Then you finally find your keys. You don't have this problem, but find your keys. You're going, all right, okay. Where are the are my glasses?
Yeah, because you just had them a minute before. Could you set them down and go find your keys?
And you never stop to think, I should make a mental note of where I'm laying this down. Because I know I'm going to go through a doorway that's going to erase my memory.
Yep.
And I'm going to forget everything. And it's even worse if you need your glasses to drive like I do. And if you're late. Mm-hmm. And then you start going rooms of the house I ain't been in since I bought it.
I just said it right here.
And really, who are you screaming at?
You're really screaming at yourself.
I know, but you don't feel like you are. Especially when you're going, I just said it right the f- here. Now, where is it?
And then you realize you've done the stupid jackass Fred Mertz thing and they're on your head or in your shirt pocket or something.
No, I never get that far. Mm. I'm never that lucky.
I wish.
Or the remote. Pretty much anything you need.
Yep.
Like, I always leave it here on the coffee table. Why is it not here? Do I need to say something? Shut up!
I can't remember what it was, but most recently I was looking for something and I just put it down a little while before. So I went back to look for it and then I couldn't find it. And I think, wait, it was here? Where is it? So then, like you said, Rush, you go into rooms that you haven't been in since you bought your house. I thought I'd left it in the kitchen. I ended up in the closet in the bedroom. I even opened up a suitcase. Just in case. I don't know how. I just somehow felt productive to look everywhere.
Then you finally run out of places going, all right, well, first of all, the MF's got to be someplace.
Yeah.
And even though you haven't been outside, now you're up under your car jacking it up going, maybe they're under here. Maybe it's back here with the spare tire.
And if I had access to a neighbor's place, I'd probably check in there, too, just on the off chance.
Yes? Are my glasses here?
Okay. And while I'm here, can you check to see if any of my socks have wandered over?
Because I got three socks on the lamb. They're easy to spot because none of them match.
It's like a little cotton gang.
And somehow, I've run out of underwear. Like recently.
Really?
I know I threw a lot of them away when I pushed that 500-pound sled and got that hemorrhoid.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, it would leak.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, I'm not washing those. And I'm not leaving them on the floor for Gina, the housekeeper, to find. Damn, how hard is he digging his ass? That must be a big sweet spot.
Well, we'll get you some... We'll get yourself some new underwear. That is something that you are allowed to buy for yourself before your birthday.
Well, all right. Obviously, I don't understand the rules because you told me not to buy anything for myself at all.
I did, but I'm... exempting underwear. You may buy underwear. Because I'm not buying you underwear for your birthday.
I got, I think, two pair left. Is that right? Do you call underwear pair?
You do, even though they're not, but yeah.
I'll buy you underwear.
Why do you call it pair?
I don't know. I've wondered that for years.
Do I? Well, that's the pair. Be my pair holder.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where your balls go. Well, okay, that's a pair holder.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm down to two underwear. So obviously I've got to do laundry like once a month.
Obviously. A new study looked at the 10 college majors that have the highest unemployment rates in their industries. Another way to look at it is the worst majors to get if you actually want a job doing what you studied. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to try to guess some of these? There's 10.
RTVF.
Number one, film, video, and photography, 12.9% unemployment. And I'll give you a good example of this. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Alfie, what was your major in college?
Film.
And what are you currently doing?
Radio.
There you go. At least he's close. He's close.
Now, do they come as a package, like RTVF?
Yes, it was a package. Mine was a focus on film, and I ended up getting a radio internship and just kind of stuck it out.
Okay, but there was no training in college. You didn't take anything with radio?
A little bit. There was one kind of cursory course that everyone had to take that was a little bit of each. A little bit of television, a little bit of radio, a little bit of film.
What did the radio course entail?
Basically just learning Adobe Audition.
That's radio?
Pretty much. I think we had to use a reel-to-reel at least once and learn how to operate a board.
You have to learn how to edit on a reel-to-reel?
Just here's how you do it if it ever comes up.
They didn't even trust. You know what it is?
What year was this?
This was in 2005, I guess.
Reel-to-reels, long antiquated.
Yep.
Gone. Not even a backup.
Probably didn't trust the students with the razor blades.
Okay, if you have to do radio in a post-apocalyptic world, you're going to need a reel-to-reel. You're going to have to know which is the record head, which is the play head. You'll take this wax pencil. Wait a minute. Are you with me? You'll take this wax pencil. Find the audio you need by moving the tape back and forth over the playback head. Then you mark it. And then you figure out where you want it to end. By moving the reel back and forth with your hands, you mark that. Then you take this razor blade.
I avoided the reel to reel because when I started in radio,
we didn't have a choice. When Chloe and I started at the Eagle, that's all there was in a production studio. Yeah. And if you wanted to go big time, you had to go into the other studio that was a multi-track, which was just reel to reel, but really thick tape. Yeah, when it would start.
Oh, it's firing up. It sounds like a Jenny.
Sound like somebody blowing up a Kawasaki engine.
Yeah.
And it was because of seeing people working on those or listening to them being fired up, I avoided them like the plague.
And there are some things that you just need. There's no reason to cover it. Well, in case you work for a small, even small market stations aren't going to have reel-to-reels.
No.
Did you, Kenzie, in your broadcast course, did they ever... Do you even know what a reel-to-reel looks like?
Yeah, they mentioned it once.
They just showed us. It's probably like part of a museum piece.
It was in our book.
What a reel-to-reel was?
Mm-hmm.
And what did they say?
They just told us about the razor blade, the splicing and the taping together and how it works, and that was about it. They said it's old school.
It's not just old school. It's damn near torture.
I wish we had one up here.
We do. There's one in Anna DeHaro's studio.
There is?
Why?
I think just as a backup.
I'd like to give Kenzie some audio and give her the tape that you need to cover the splice, the wax pencil, and the razor blade.
I'd love that. I want to try it.
You'd love it as a, let's play with it. But if you had a deadline, that's it.
I can't imagine that. The time,
imagine a Cowboys post-game show where you need highlights. You got to run a Cowboys highlight show on tape.
And you got to go back and you've got to pull all those clips by the end of that broadcast.
Mm-hmm. And you got two machines in which to play them. And you got to make sure they're all queued up. They're all going to play.
I don't get it. I don't see how it's possible.
move that mic closer to your face. It is possible, but the other thing we left out is, all right, so when you're editing reel-to-reel and you decide, all right, here's the piece of tape I need to take out.
Okay.
You cut that out, and then you join the other two pieces, and you put a little blue tape over it. You with me?
Got it.
Okay, that piece that you cut out, you have to tape that to the wall in case you need to put it back in. And you got to label it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't just hit undo on the reel-to-reel.
I'm literally comparing it to Adobe Audition right now, and I'm just like,
there is no comparison to digital. This is about as linear as you can get.
Yeah, and sometimes you would have 20 things taped to the wall.
And you better remember which each piece of tape, what's on each one of them. And if you lose it, now you're digging through the trash. And you're trying to figure out how to play that little 6-inch piece of tape on a reel-to-reel, just running it back and forth with your fingers. If you'll notice in the corner, Chuck's nodding, but he ain't laughing.
Oh, I'm laughing now.
Oh, I didn't want to think about that. Chuck just said, imagine it on a 24 track.
What's doing that?
It's just more tracks on one piece of tape.
Oh.
Think of...
the multi-track.
Yeah, think about 3-8 tracks together.
Got it.
Kenzie was excited. We brought up 8-track cartridges. I know what those are. It's like this big... And it's got a little record player in it.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did.
It's like a record, but it's an 8-track. It's like a cassette, but it's this big.
Wow. As she's doing the hand gestures, trying to show how the size of it, her eyes are actually crossing.
It's this big, and I think they're like miniature people with instruments that play in that thing. And they live in there. It's like an ant farm, only... for music. I don't know what kind of people. They may be sea monkeys. Alfie, what do you got on hold?
I have Officer Lonnie for you on line 2.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, boss.
Yo, I have an Akai 747.
I'm sorry, say it again.
I said I have an Akai 747 reel-to-reel.
What do you do with it?
What do you mean what I do with it? I have music on it.
Why?
I didn't have to do any splicing like y'all did. I just listen to mine.
Have you ever tried to edit on a reel-to-reel?
Yes, I have. It sucks.
That's it.
That's about as eloquent as you can get.
Yep.
What are you doing right now? You working?
No, I'm done. Oh. I'm done for the day.
Why'd I hear your siren in the background?
You did what?
Why'd I hear your siren in the background?
Don't start.
I gave him an invite. I said, any day that you want to come up.
Absolutely. I'd love to meet him.
It's identical to your little machine.
Almost.
Yeah, this machine is higher pitched than Officer Lonnie.
You can't drop it low enough to get...
It's close, though.
Get to Officer Lonnie's pitch.
That's right. Officer Lonnie on the job. Out here pulling over bitches. Pulling over bitches and putting out fires. Because when they get out of that car, they so wet, it just goes whoosh. I sure sounded like this. Can you imagine all the time, wherever you go, you don't
see how sad it sounds when I go back to this?
I know, it sucks to... Take Lonnie's words, because you get used to it and your ears adjust to it really quickly.
And you know, anywhere you go.
That's right. Everybody's ready for sex. I ain't never met a woman who wasn't all wetted up. Sometimes I lay in bed at night. I ain't even got to touch it. I just talk to it. You about ready to go, ain't you? Then it pops up hard and shoots. It's my own Blackstone Park geyser. Ooh. I'm so tired of picking up bitches after they get out of their car and their clam is so wet they slip in their juice. Alright, hang on. Let me turn my siren off. Alright, I got to go.
Alright. It's gotta be pretty cool.
There's a dry bitch someplace that I got to save.
Gotta be what?
It's gotta be cool, though, as an officer when you pull somebody over and you get out. You have to also take one of those wet floor signs with you.
Watch your step, that's wet bitch ahead.
Instead of street cones, mm-hmm. You gotta put those
out. Officer Lonnie doesn't carry flares. He's got the...
I have to carry kitty litter. I ain't got no time to wait on hazmat. These bitches are in danger. Damn. I ain't never seen women get so wet. All I do is I just walk up the car and say, let me see your driver's license, and they go.
There they go down the street.
Damn, looks like somebody hit a flash flood. Looks like the spillway of White Rock Lake.
Seriously.
There they go down the road screaming, help me, help me.
Just begging for a branch. You know, the sad thing is, I think for the rest of my life now, whenever I have to read a, you know, announce there's a flash flood warning, I'm not going to assume it's a storm. I'm going to assume it's Officer Lonnie. It's
like, man, I see flash floods every day. Mm-hmm. During rainy season, I can't even pull bitches over just because of safety issues. Because the ground's all that saturated. What is it about this voice that just makes you talk slow?
Well, it's just everything's more deliberate. And, part of it is you know that everyone's going to listen because it's so deep.
I know, but
everyone shuts up.
I can't get into that mode with my normal voice.
No, it doesn't sound right.
You have to have the processing because I can't even start it.
You got it. See, it just starts right there. It's like having a passive cool system. Mm-hmm. As soon as I turn this on, I'm ready to go. Instant on. I can't have good sex most of the time because I can't get no friction. Bunch of wet-ass bitches. Sometimes I gotta throw kitty litter on their kitty. What's the matter, Kenzie? Does this make you hot?
No.
Why not?
No, I'm good.
So Officer Lonnie's voice don't do it for you?
No.
Would you like me to just rub your back? Give you a nice, but close your eyes and just imagine a massage.
No.
Why not?
No.
Try it. Just for like 30 seconds. Just
you
close your eyes.
Enjoy the sound. Just do it. See if we can get you into a hypnotic state and then pull a train on you.
Oh, God.
Woo-woo.
What was that?
Woo woo!
Man, that's a sexy sounding train.
It's the best one I got. You're gonna be on the midnight train. Soul train. I'll get you so wet, you're gonna have to have sex on a big stack of towels. And we're also going to need some unguent, because I'm telling you right now, there's going to be a little bleeding.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're too far.
I'm a big man.
You ruined it.
All right, then. Got to go, Officer Lonnie. 10-10 on the side of Bye. Your mama.
Hey!
Really wish I'd have written something for that.
From the sound of it, you didn't need to.
I wonder if there are chicks trying to rub their choo-choos up against the speakers in their car.
Oh, yeah, probably.
I think Stern used to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But even he couldn't get the pitch down low enough, you know, where the chicks would feel the vibration from the woofer.
Yup.
Yeah, sit on the speaker.
Sit on the speaker right now. Woo woo. Boogity, boogity.
Sounds like a wolf.
Wolf?
Did you say that again?
She said it sounds train, like a wolf.
His train sounds like a wolf.
Okay.
What's a wolf?
A wolf.
Oh.
No, you said wolf.
I can't say wolf.
You just did.
Wolf.
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 Yeah. You ready to get it on now?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't want to.
You said wolf.
Your train sounds like a wolf. Wolf. Wolf.
Yeah, just keep saying that.
Yeah.
Damn it, I was looking for some special music. I can't find it.
Screw that bit.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:33, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Supercuts. Whole lot going on. Let's get started off in Dallas, northbound 75, just before Walnut Hill. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Lovers. Also in Dallas, southbound 67, right at Loop 12 Ledbetter. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from I-35. Let's move to Garland, southbound 635, just before Garland Road. Got an accident blocking the HOV lane. Traffic is backed up back from Skillman. In Carrollton, southbound I-35, right at Beltline Road. Got an accident blocking the right lane. This one has traffic backed up all the way back to Louisville, back from Brown Grove Road. And finally, in Fort Worth, eastbound I-20, right at East Loop 820, got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up, back to 35W. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Walgreens. Some clouds in the sky tonight, 67 for the low. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high of 90. Right now, it's 86, but 97.1, the Eagle.
Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Rock this party. Dance everybody. Make it hot in this party. Don't stop. Move your body. Rock this party. Dance everybody. Make it hot in this party. Let's go. Let's go.
Hi, Johnny.
Hey, Russ. Hey, everybody.
What do we got?
Well, we got a couple of dogs in arms today. Mark is holding one, and Alfie's holding one. And, of course, they're available from Paws in the City. You want to talk about the one that Mark's holding first?
Sure.
All right. Well, his name is Max, and he is a currently 25-pound Dachshund Beagle mix. He was actually in a local shelter and, you know, on the short list. And instead of being one of those skinny ones that they usually get, he was actually overweight at 30 pounds. He's lost 5 pounds, and he still could lose another 3 to 5 pounds because he's a little chunky. But he's sweet. He's
How old is he?
2 years old, and he's a reddish tan color. Sweet little guy.
Come on.
He's, of course, neutered and fully vaccinated.
Mark, why don't you pick him up and stand where Dan is? Yeah, so at least it'll be on the video stream.
Cool. He's, loves to snuggle, loves to go on walks, and, he has a fitness program that, they put him on, and that is a sensible diet, walking, and wagging his tail, which is very important to the waistline, if you didn't know that.
Wagging his tail?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mark wrote that. Anyway, he's a cute little guy, and you can see him there now, those who are watching. And he's sweet. Look at that. Big brown eyes, flop down ears.
He likes giving kisses.
He likes giving kisses. Loves to snuggle. Loves to cuddle. Yes, he likes that.
Well, he also
Dickie's barbecue probably too.
He doesn't really look like the exercise dachshund.
No, but you know.
He looks like the before picture.
Well, he's getting there. He's the during. He's not the after yet, but he's not the before because he's lost 5 pounds.
Oh well.
Which for a 30-pound dog, that's a lot.
Okay.
Anyway, his name is Max, 2 years old, and he's just a real cutie pie.
What kind of dog is Alfie holding? Is that a male or a female?
Also a male. His name is Wrigley.
Alfie, is there a reason you're holding on his back so his pee-pee's up?
I didn't do it on purpose.
I saw you staring at it.
Well, he loves being held like that. His name is Wrigley. He's a little over 2 years old. He's a small little thing. He's probably maybe 12 pounds or so.
Alfie, why don't you turn the other way for the video stream instead of shoving his right into the camera?
Look
at me. I'm happy.
And into my microphone.
He's black, and he's a Chiweenie. You know what those are like. Definitely the body length of a dachshund. Little chihuahua looking, and he's got a little bit of a longish
There's
coat.
There's not a lot of chihuahua in that dog.
Not a lot, but that's the pointed nose and the forehead, I think. But
yeah, he has that.
Yeah. Yes, he does have a forehead. Yeah.
I like it when dogs come.
So, and he's solid black. Again, his name is Wrigley, a little bit over 2 years old. He was one of the kind of the typical ones that paws in the city. Oh, look at those ears come up. Those are kind of like flying nun ears. He was in a shelter where he was in really sad shape. He was sick with some intestinal problems. He was thin. He had very little hair. He had heartworms. But
you're not really selling this dog well.
Well, that was then.
It's like, here are all the problems I've got with this car that I have for sale.
No, and I've gotten them all fixed. Oh, 3 months later, he's heartworm negative. He's healthy. His coat is fully back and shiny. And
so is something else.
And he's very sweet. He's really super friendly. Loves people. Good with other dogs. Leash trained. Housebroken.
It looks like he's good with Alfie.
He's
look at that.
Working on
getting a pink thing.
And he's sticking his tongue out.
He's good with kids.
Alfie's flirting with you. His tongue's out and his pink thing's out. Rub it.
Isn't that cute?
Rub it, Alfie.
No.
The microphone's in the way. You can't really. Yeah, get closer to Dan so you can see that cute little face.
That's a big wing. It's like the Officer Lonnie of dogs.
Pay no attention to him. And he probably weighs about maybe 12 pounds, 12, 14 pounds.
Looks like he weighs more than that.
12
will
to 14.
Will he speak?
Well,
I sure can.
Speak? I don't know if he can shake
Give
hands.
Me another treat.
All right, fine.
Hurry up, Dan. Alfie, play with my weenie.
No.
Grab my pink thing.
I don't want to.
Give us a kiss. Look, I'm talking right now.
It's only funny.
Sounds a lot like Barry White.
It's only funny because we're giving him food at the same time. Give him another treat.
All right. Is there something else to say?
I sure would like to get on top of a nice white dog. Right now. Man, look, my eyes bug out. What's in your hand? Give it to him. Hey, does anybody have any king size Kents right now? Because I really need a smoke after all this sex.
I couldn't see his mouth the whole time. I get close.
Oh, yeah, you got it. Dead on.
Do you have anything else? Because I can only do the talking dog bit on the air many times.
Yeah, I think we've exhausted that. Adoption event tomorrow at Coppell High School in Coppell, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. PauseInTheCity.org.
All right. 6:54, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Last check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Walgreens. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, eastbound I-20. Right at East Loop 820, got an accident there in the clearing stage. This traffic there is backed up, back to 35W. Let's move into Carrollton, southbound I-35, right at Beltline Road. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up, back to Fox Avenue, back into Louisville. About a half hour delay through that. Into Garland, southbound 635, just before Garland Road. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back in Forest. In Mesquite, southbound 635, just after Gross Road. Got an accident there in the clearing stages as well. Traffic is backed up back in Centerville, Ferguson. And finally in Dallas, northbound 75, just before Walnut Hill. Got an accident blocking the left lane. That one has traffic backed up back from Lovers. Join me tomorrow from 8 to 10 p.m. at Thrillvania, 2330 County Road 138 in Terrell. I'll be there from 8 to 10 p.m. giving away tons of Eagle stuff, including tickets and whatever the hell else I can steal from the station. More details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Walgreens. Some clouds in the sky tonight, 67 will be the low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 90 for the high. Right now, it is 86 at 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1, the Eagle.
All right, I forgot that we had the scooters today. Yep. I still didn't take a practice run. Chloe, how hard is that big one to ride?
It's actually really easy. I think it's easier than the small one.
How much more powerful is it than the one that Kenzie rode last week that then hit the wall?
Let's say almost double. It just takes a little while.
But then I weigh double.
Get up to speed.
I don't know. Do we have anything else pending? Any news that we have to get to?
No, nothing that's absolutely necessary.
Alfie, where's the mic that we used last time?
It is sitting right next to your Dr. Pepper.
Do I smell a challenge?
Mm-hmm. You smell.
She didn't like that.
She shouldn't.
Mm-mm.
Well, you got a test run last week. I need a test run to see how this thing works. I've never ridden one.
Okay.
This comes up where, Alfie?
Should be the second channel on your Mackie.
Check.
Hey.
So what am I supposed to do? Carry this entire mic kit while I'm riding?
Well, we don't have a lavalier. That's the problem.
I mean, there is a belt clip on the box there.
Yeah, I could put the transmitter on my hip, but then I'm gonna do what with this microphone?
We can tape it to you. Yeah, right there. Old school lava mic.
I don't think this thing has enough range. Because it broke up when Alfie was trying to follow Kenzie around last Friday.
That's true. Well, then it might be sort of like when you just do it, and then we know we're going to lose you for a few seconds. It'll be sort of like NASA when you go to the dark side of the moon.
Whatever. All right, Chloe, let me see the duct tape.
It's this nail biting until we hear from you again. You want help?
You're going to be able to run the board?
Yeah, I can do it.
Do you know how?
Yes, I know how to run a board.
No offense. Why has this got a mic flag on it? Like anybody needs to know it's the Russ Martin Show.
We had a spare one. Might as well.
I got cash. This don't stay taped to my chest.
Well, it may not. That'll be part of the excitement. Should we tape it all the way around you?
Why?
Just more security that way. There you go.
Take that piece that's hanging down and put it behind you.
My headphone cord. Shut up. No. All right, let's see if it's going to pick me up.
Test. Yeah, that's enough.
Yeah.
All right, prop the door open. Alfie, do you have the other doors open?
Go get them right now.
All right, Dan.
What camera should I put it on?
Just leave it on Dan. Leave it on this shot.
Okay.
Got this, Dan?
Yup.
Did I leave this mic on?
It is on now.
You hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
All right. What is this, Chloe?
Avix.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, you've been helpful.
I got an electric scooter.
Is it on?
Yes.
Yeah, the hell it is.
Yep.
Where's Alfie? Holy Jesus.
You okay?
Oh, no. I don't like this.
So he's actually moving?
Yes.
Open both doors. Hey. Yeah, this is super. Where are the brakes?
Did he just hit something?
Okay, that was not fun.
No. Hey.
Did you lose a mic?
What's that? It just cracked for like 2 seconds.
Yeah, I had to pull it down just for a little bit, but then you came right back.
Yeah, I'm going to have to practice before I race Kenzie on that.
Well, you made it back in one piece.
I get practice too then.
You got to practice last week.
Yeah.
You just got to practice now. Now it's 1-1, and then it has to be even.
Then practice after the show. Somebody from the traffic department standing in the hall when I came around the corner.
Oh, jeez.
Just passed him like, what's up?
That's actually smart. Treat it to where they're the oddball. This happens all the time.
You ain't got one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You want to close the studio
there? Yeah, I'd be happy to.
You ever any other audio you want to get to, or we can just go?
So you and Kenzie just aren't going to race?
Not this time.
Okay. I was just wondering because you still have the bet that's, you know, riding on it.
He needs practice, more practice.
He's already done better than you, Kenzie.
BS.
I didn't hit anything.
Yeah, but I'm way faster.
Alfie, did look like she was going faster last week?
You two are going about the same.
And his scooter's faster than mine.
So. I'm heavier than you.
But that's assuming you could go faster.
What?
Your scooter is faster than
mine. I'm heavier.
But still, it doesn't matter. If you have a more powerful scooter, you're going to go faster than me.
And what's the bet? I forgot what the bet was.
I forget.
Oh, he has to drive me around in the Batmobile dressed up as Batman. And if he wins, then I have to, he gets to do something to fart on my
belly.
Belly.
Bare belly.
Yeah. Skin to skin.
Gonna be good. And when I'm doing it, I want you to laugh like a baby.
And this is why I can't wait for the race to happen.
Oh.
Maybe after the show, we'll have a mock race.
That's actually not a bad idea. Yeah.
We have to do it when the halls are clear. I mean, although it would be ironic to run over one of the traffic people.
Okay.
Chuck, you want to try and play something for the closing?
Sure. Tell me when you're ready.
Well, hang on. You want to do the Stevie Winwood?
Yes, sir.
Or what was the name of the band? Stevie Winwood Band.
So,
Spencer Davis Group.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're give me some lovin'.
Yeah. All right, hold on. Give me the bottle first.
Mm-hmm.
Bottle. Dan, you need to try that scooter. Chloe, what do those run? How much?
The big one, a little over 200. Small one, I do not know.
This is easily the one that you just rode. It is the biggest. I didn't know they made them this large.
Yeah, just one step up would be a Vespa.
Yeah.
And it's got big knobby tires.
Yeah, this is like an off-road Razor scooter thing.
All right, Chuck, let me hear your keyboard. I got nothing.
Hang on. Obviously on.
Yeah, if we recorded this show and then edited it up slick, it'd take me 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
Like live. We would got an excuse. We going in E?
Yes. Hold on.
You gonna count me in?
Yes.
Ready? Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Go, Dan.
All right. For more information on the Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for the Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanOMalley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. You can also find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for all things 97.1 The Eagle. Go to KEGL.com. Nikki Six is up next.
I'll see you guys Monday.
Later.
All right, see you guys Monday.
The Russ Martin Show rocks the Metroplex.